How does it feel to be number one?
Well, a shock and very, very, very elated. It's a really good feeling. But we've been in the middle of a tour for about 4 weeks in the States. We took a week off in England, so we really haven't had time to sit back and realize what's happening.
The group that was number one, the Beatles, found that just this past week had their songs quoted by Spiro Agnew. Would you like that to happen to you?
I really don't know. I haven't seen Spiro at any of our concerts yet.
I thought he was a model for a wristwatch,
wasn't he?
Well, that's the sort of thing you have to face, you know, if you want to be successful.
Really?
Well, I'd like to meet him.
Does he come to the concert?
Are you a smash over here as well as over there? As much of?
Well, there's more people here. That's so, therefore it's it's a proportional difference, really. It's probably the same but on a different scale here.
Did you expect this kind of appreciation of what you do?
Not to begin with, because
to this extent.
No.
We knew we were appreciated by the fact that people were coming along to see us in such great vast numbers all over the place, England and the continent and wherever. But no one expected this.
What's the difference between you and the Beatles, as far as your music is concerned?
Well, I don't know. I suppose you'd equate the two by saying that they're both statements of what's going on in the music scene today. But we're completely unlike the Beatles, are we, thought, in our music.
How do you feel about the Beatles?
I think they're great. They've done some fantastic statements.
Have you taken, have they been in any way kind of the leaders for you, even, or have you emulated in any way any of
them? No, not for myself, not consciously, no.
I think they've
obviously
been,
one's heard what they've done, because it was pumped through the media all the time.
I think the fact that they got through to so many millions and millions of people has been an inspiration for every performing group in England, and I should imagine in the world, you know. The fact that they got over so much to so many people.
Do you ever hope to achieve the Order of the Garter, as have your predecessor?
What's that, the Kencat?
I don't know.
Oh, the MBE.
Oh, that. Yes.
No, I think they've given up on the people like us for that, haven't they?
Do you feel that raw groups have not been given the proper feeling, the proper image by
of
the
Of course, they've never been allowed to get across. I suppose less so in England, because the media is pretty biased as to rock music, and as far as television coverage and radio, it's virtually swept under the carpet. It's given very bad viewing times, not peak hours at all. So that speaks for itself, really, doesn't it?
You do message songs. What is the message that you're trying to get across?
It's a sort of a message of enjoyment, you know. The whole idea of music from the beginning of time was for people to, you know, be happy.